Later this month, the UN hosts the high-level meeting on non-communicable diseases, such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. The goal is to find strategies to reduce the number of avoidable deaths from chronic disease. However, some observers say big industry is trying to influence policy and derail the meeting. Holding a high-level meeting on health-related issues is a rare occurrence for the United Nations. Dr. Deborah Cohen is investigations editor for the British Medical Journal.
It's only the second time the UN has met to discuss illness or ill health. The first time they met was in 2001, and that was to discuss HIV and AIDS. Global health advocates really see this as an opportunity to discuss chronic diseases, so diseases such as heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, and cancer, in a big global forum.
She says the UN has the potential to signal a change in dealing with these illnesses.
There's hundreds of millions of people that suffer from these diseases around the world. Typically, they've been thought of as Western illnesses, so illnesses that affect rich countries. But increasingly, what we're seeing is more and more poorer countries are going to have large numbers of people suffering from these illnesses to such an extent that in 20 years' time, 4 out of 5 people will come from the developing world that have these illnesses.
Cohen says non-communicable diseases are not only a health issue, but an economic one as well.
The people that suffer these illnesses are often people that are at work and then they become ill and they can't go to work. And so the World Economic Forum have actually waded in and said, look, this is a threat to global economic security. We need to tackle these illnesses.
But the British Medical Journal editor has seen the final summit document, and she says many proposed tough regulations have been eliminated or watered down.
One of the problems with this is that if you are going to tackle the illnesses, if you are going to prevent the illnesses, it does mean particular policy measures that will have an impact on the alcohol industry, the tobacco industry, the food industry, and the pharmaceutical industry. And we all know these are an incredibly powerful body of industries.
She says those industries have been busy lobbying prior to the summit. Many of the proposals to curb alcohol sales have been eliminated, such as higher taxes and marketing restrictions. And while the document shows tough measures against tobacco and trans fats, some food industry restrictions were eased.
Initially, in the draft declarations, there was a measure to reduce the amount of salt to 5 grams per day per person. But that's come out. Instead, the language is a lot softer, so you talk about measures to reduce saturated fat, sugar, and salt, but there's no specific targets, and I know that has concerned some global health advocates that really think governments need to sign up to specifics.
Dr. Cohen says even though the final document for the summit has been watered down, it still gets people talking about the issues, and there will be a follow-up meeting in 2014.
So those countries that haven't done anything, haven't started to implement anything, will start to look a little bit bad.
Cohen calls the UN high-level meeting on non-communicable diseases a starting point, but an important starting point. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.